This goes to Dr. Krepostman, Krepostman, fax 989-956-4105, regarding Elvin, E-L-V-I-N, Woodcock, W-O-O-D-C-O-C-K, date of birth 8/29/1932. Dear Dr. Krepostman, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Woodcock with severe aortic stenosis, chronic atrial fibrillation, history of hypertension, currently normal blood pressure, and now stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. His weight is up 4 pounds over the last 3 months, but the patient and his wife both report that he's breathing easily, he has no orthopnea, he's actually probably gained body weight at this point. He has no peripheral edema, no chest pain or palpitations. They would like permit for a handicap parking placard, and that was completed for them today. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. He did see a dermatologist in Mount Pleasant and was told that the rash on his sacral area is called plaque psoriasis, and that is a chronic condition that will never totally resolve. Some cream can be helpful, and he does use it twice a week, or actually 2 times a day when it's bad, and then stops when it feels better. He has the chronic shortness of breath on exertion, but overall this is much better. No orthopnea or PND, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no current edema, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Lasix 40 milligram daily. Metoprolol is 50 milligram twice a day, and he seems to be tolerating both very well. Also, gemfibrozole is 600 milligram once daily, and he takes some supplements, Fibrocon, Ocuvite. Also, he's on the LATANOPROST eye drops, 1 drop to each eye once a day. Physical exam, the patient is alert, very comfortable, color is good, weight 160 pounds, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 60, pulse 77, and oxygen saturation is 94% on room air. Neck is supple. There is some jugular venous distension that is minimal and stable. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is irregular with the very loud aortic murmur that radiates to both carotid arteries. Abdomen soft, obese, non-tender, no ascites. He has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 24th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.2. Estimated GFR is 57. Albumin 4.2. Calcium is 8.9. Sodium 139. Potassium 4. Carbon dioxide 36. Phosphorus 4.4. Hemoglobin is 12.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. That's most likely secondary to the daily diuretic use, but this is stable and has been well tolerated by this patient. There's no obvious progression of chronic kidney disease. 2, severe aortic stenosis. The patient does not wish to proceed with surgery, but he's very stable at this time. 3, chronic atrial fibrillation. Anticoagulation is contraindicated because this patient has frequent falls also. And we will continue to monitor lab studies every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.